to the Wisdom of Your Soul. I'm your host, Janice Mary. Welcome back. I'm so glad you're with us. Last week, we started doing the book, The Magic. So we're going to continue with that this week. So if anyone has never heard of the book called The Magic by Rhonda Byrne, it's such an awesome book, and it's a great way to access your soul energy. So if you're looking for a way to connect more to your soul energy and get out of the thoughts that we think all the time and really trigger us and sometimes just can take away a happy day. So when we access this soul energy, there's really an absence of thought, and there's a absence of fear, and it's a beautiful energy to be in. You know, since I opened up to this energy, it's got to be about 10 years now. You know, my life has just changed in so many miraculous and beautiful ways. And that's why I just love to teach people to get in this energy, get out of your thoughts, and hop into this energy. And we talk about many ways that you can do that. How can you not take your thoughts so seriously, even when they feel so serious, and you know, when they capture our attention, and really could you know, spiral us down into a bad mood and spiral us down for days and days. So, you know, when I opened up into my soul energy, I could feel in this energy there's really an absence of thought, and that when we practice not having any thoughts, or that when we do have thoughts, that we can move easily out of them and we don't let them trigger us, then we're more open to the soul energy. Because, you know, when we don't have negative thoughts in our mind, we're very, very present. And when you're present, that's when you can really go within and feel the energy that lives with inside of you. And this energy is such a beautiful energy, and it really just helps calm us down and helps us to live in the moment, and really helps us learn to know ourselves in a much deeper way that brings so much satisfaction. And it's not satisfaction from the ego. It's not about you know, accomplishing things and getting things done. It's more a sense of being and a sense of knowing. So when you're in this energy, you certainly feel it, and you feel a very different feeling. You feel a connection to everybody, and you feel this feeling of love for everyone, and that includes yourself. So you don't have to work so hard on trying to love yourself. It's just something that you feel is, and there's no more question. You don't have to be a certain way, do a certain thing to feel this love for who you are. It just exists. And it's really, really hard to describe, but when you're in it, you'll know it because you'll feel it. So there are many, many spiritual teachers that teach us how to not take the thoughts that come into our mind so seriously. And, you know, by practicing the book, like The Magic, it's just a way for us to replace the thoughts that we think, the same thoughts that we think every day, with something that really makes us feel alive and more connected to this energy. So last week, the first day in The Magic was Count Your Blessings. So you were supposed to count 10 blessings for the day, and then just repeat that for the whole week. You know, every day, you know, just count your blessings. So if you weren't with us last week, you can do it this week. Just write down 10 things that you feel blessed about. And they could be big things, little things. There's no rules to this. Our ego always wants us to have rules, and there's no rules. Just write down 10 things that you feel really grateful for in your life. And as you're doing that, you might notice a change in how you feel. So that's what you really want to pay attention to. This week is a really interesting exercise, so I'll read it to you. This week, what we're going to do is we're going to find a rock. It's called the magic rock, and I really like this exercise because what you're going to do is you're going to find any rock that you like. She recommends a soft, smooth rock, but I'm going to use my crystal because I just got this and I really like it, so I'm going to use this. And what you're going to do is this is going to be your magic rock. So you're going to put it by your bedside in a place where you definitely see it before you go to bed. And you want to clear some space for it so you can see it, you know, when you get up in the morning and before you go to bed. So you want to think back when you once you figure out what rock you're going to use. You want to think back of all the good things that happened during the day, and find the best thing that happened that you're grateful for. So then say the magic words, thank you, for the best thing that happened. And then put the rock back next to your bedside. So for the next 26 days, follow the practice. Before you go to sleep, think back throughout the day and find the best thing that happened while you're holding the rock in your hand. And be grateful as you can and say thank you. And this is what we're going to do. So you want to add on your 10 blessings, that you're going to do 10 blessings every day. And then you're going to take your magic rock and you're going to think back in your day. And you're just going to say thank you. So if I think back in my day, I'm going to say thank you that my dog Bella is doing much better, because he's 15 years old now and he got all of his poor teeth pulled out and he was not doing well. And yesterday I took off the cone, which he hated. So he's doing so much better today. So I just want to say thank you for making Bella much better today. So we're really happy for Bella. So get your rock, and every day, you know, you're going to keep this by your bedside. So when you wake up in the morning, you're just going to look at it and hold it, count your blessings. And then at the end of the day, you're going to review your day and you're going to find one thing, the best thing that happened that you really can appreciate. And just say thank you to the universe, say thank you to your soul, say thank you, just say thank you. And see what effect that has on you. It sounds like such a simple thing, but it really isn't. Because what happens is that it helps us shift out of whatever you're thinking about before you go to bed. And usually a lot of people will tell me they're thinking about lists of what they have to do the next day, or they're reviewing all the things that they didn't do, or they're criticizing themselves because they feel like they could have gotten a lot more done during their day. They weren't as productive. You know, that's really a big thing with a lot of people I hear. So, you know, anytime we get into criticizing ourselves or putting ourselves down, you know, we're really pretty far from our soul energy. When we're supporting ourselves and treating ourselves the best way we possibly can in every given moment, then we're closer to that energy. And that's the energy you want to open up to you, like the energy opened up to me. I can feel the energy anytime I think about it. So it's a little bit easier for me. It reminds me that it's there. And when my thoughts go into a negative space, it kind of helps me to pull out of it quicker. You can't change your thoughts. You can't stop your thoughts. But what you do with your thoughts is really, you know, that's really up to us. So it's very similar to feelings, our thoughts. So if a thought comes in your mind and you hang on to it, and then you really believe this thought, whatever it is saying to you, it's going to then trigger feelings, and then the feelings are going to trigger more thoughts, and then more thoughts are going to trigger more feelings. And if it's negative, it's going to just spiral you right down. And that's what our soul energy wants us to do less of. It wants us to try to live in a very peaceful, happy place, and you know, really getting caught up in our thoughts and believing our thoughts is not going to bring us peace at all. I was talking about Byron Katie last week, and I just read her book, Love What Is, and it's just such an amazing book, and I would highly recommend it. I really like the way she talks about what you can do with your thoughts and how you can challenge your thoughts, and she calls it doing the work, and it's very helpful because it's taking any thought that comes into your mind that is disrupting you, or upsetting you, or triggering you. And really challenging it. And her biggest thing is that she challenges you back into reality, which helps you to, in a way, challenges you back into reality, which helps you to then live in a different reality, which is the soul reality. So anytime a thought that comes into your mind like, oh, I'm not good enough, she would say something like, well, how do you know you're not good enough? And then you might give all the evidence that you want to. And then she would say something like, well, how can you be 100% sure? That means you're not good enough. And she challenges thoughts in such a beautiful way that it really helps you to move away from them. It helps you to see, oh, okay, you know, I could be wrong about myself and I could be wrong about other people. And what we find is that we project a lot of our own thoughts and feelings onto other people, and we then think that they're doing things to us that maybe they're not. So every time we challenge a thought, it's really, really helpful to do that. So, you know, anytime you start hanging on to a thought that's hurtful, anytime you believe something that's negative about yourself, we'll even take it that far. Any thought that comes into your mind that's slightly negative, so on a scale of 1 to 10, if this thought is negative, that's a thought that you want to let float by. You don't want to engage with it. You don't have to believe it, not believe it. You don't have to do anything with it. You just want to leave it alone. Just because you think things doesn't make it true. I would say most of our thoughts, especially the negative ones, are just not even true. If you do a little reality testing and ask people, you know, I'm thinking this, is it true? You'll find out that 9 out of 10 times the things that you're thinking is not true. But you have to be open to being wrong, you know, and, you know, for most of us, being wrong is not something that we like. I like to be right all the time, and most people do like to be right. So if you're thinking something about somebody that's not true, then in essence, you're wrong. But this is a really good thing to be wrong about, because if you're right and people are doing things to intentionally hurt you, or, you know, have all this, like, have a malicious intent towards you, then, you know, how safe do we feel in this world? But when we realize a lot of the things that we think about people is just not true, it's just our fears about what they're thinking about us, once we realize it's not true, then we can really rest a little bit and be like, okay, well, maybe I'm not as bad as I thought I was. And that's really, really helpful. So again, I would, in addition to doing the book, The Magic, I would highly, highly recommend doing Baron Katie's book, Love What Is, because it has the four questions that she asks you about your thoughts when they come in. She'll ask you these four questions, and you go over these four questions, and you can clearly see how off most of our thinking is. So that is something we, you know, in a way don't really like to learn about ourselves. But when we do, it's a relief. It's like, okay, well, I guess I could be wrong about that. You know, when we're so sure that somebody did something for the reasons we think, we really could be wrong. And we're absolutely 100% wrong about what we say about ourselves. Because I know when I'm in that soul energy, I can't even hate myself in that soul energy. It's just not possible for me to hate myself when I'm in it. There's just such a knowing of peace and love, and there's an absence of any kind of negativity towards myself. And you know, that's what happens when we let go of thought. You know, when we just don't take it seriously. I mean, Katie will say that she just laughs at her thoughts now. That when a thought comes in, she just kind of laughs at it. Like, oh, you know, that's just not true. And if you ask people, like happy people that are around you, if what they think about things, they generally aren't thinking as much as people that are very analytical and giving themselves a hard time. So if you are with somebody that seems really truly happy to you, you could ask them, you know, do you worry? Do you think about things? You know, do you think negatively? And you'll come to find that they don't engage as much with their thoughts, that they kind of know that their thoughts sometimes are just not correct, and they have an easier time to let it go. So the thoughts don't trigger the feelings in them. And a lot of my clients do not want to hear that their thoughts do trigger their feelings, you know, because it does disrupt a little bit our story, our victim story, of why we have it so bad. And, you know, I had my own victim story for many, many years, you know, being a single mom of two, you know, how hard my life was and how much I had to work. And, you know, I didn't have a partner and I didn't have someone to share all the housework and the food shopping. I had to do everything myself. And, you know, I had to work really long hours. And, you know, I had quite the victim story going. And it was hard to let that go. It was hard to let that victim story go. It really wasn't until I had that spiritual awakening that it just fell apart. The story just fell all away and off of me. And I'm so grateful that it did, because I'm not a victim and you're not a victim and really nobody's a victim. We can have all these different circumstances happen to us in life, and it really is how we view them that can make or break our day, make or break our moment. Like Viktor Frankl, who wrote The Meaning of Life, he was actually in a concentration camp, and he managed to find meaning in a concentration camp, and he managed to be happy. And, you know, you would think that's not possible. It's not possible under those set of circumstances to be happy. But he did, and he wrote many books. So, you know, it is definitely possible to not get so attached to the things that happen to us in our lives. And then that frees up our energy, you know, when we're not the victim and we're not upset and we're not triggered as much. We have so much more energy. I find I have tons of energy to do all the things that I want to do. Where I used to be really, really so exhausted by my thoughts. It wasn't what I did in the day. It was what I was thinking about the day that was exhausting me. And I can see it in my clients. They can just sit down on the couch and I just look at them and they just look exhausted by their thoughts, that not even by what they've done during the day. And I know that feeling, and I have so much compassion for everybody who's in that, because it's not easy. And, you know, I still will get triggered, and I still have to, you know, go back into my soul energy to, you know, not engage with the thoughts that come into my mind. So that when my thoughts tell me that I should be a victim, or that I should be upset, or that I, you know, should have all these problems, or I should be thinking a certain way about my life, you know, that I don't engage with those thoughts. And Katie says an interesting thing. She'll say, you know, who would you be without these thoughts, you know? So if something's bothering you today, you could just ask yourself, you know, what would today be like if I didn't have these thoughts? You know, how would I feel today? If I just had a thought-free day, if I could just wipe the slate clean and I didn't have any past, and I just don't have these thoughts. I don't have the thoughts that plague me of how bad I am, or how bad my life is, or how bad anybody else is, or how bad the world is. You know, the more internal peace we have, then the more peace we have to offer other people. And that does really, you know, add so much to our world. So if we want to do something, creating internal peace within you is really the first place to start. So that is a wonderful way to look at it. So challenge yourself today and say, well, whatever's bothering you, say, well, what if this problem, you know, just went away? What if I didn't have this problem anymore? What would I be doing today? Or what if whatever I'm thinking, if someone says something to you and upsets you, and you just said, well, what if I didn't think these thoughts anymore? You know, when this person says this to me, that I don't react that way anymore, what would happen? And, you know, you'll feel very, very powerful when you stop reacting to your thoughts. I had a client come in, and she noticed that something that would always bother her, that her husband would do, all of a sudden didn't bother anymore. And it was a simple thing. She was like, you know, I used to get so mad at my husband for leaving his socks around the house. So mad. Like I would look at the socks and just like have a panic attack and feel like I just want to scream and yell. And the more she lets go of her thoughts and the more she lets go of what other people should be doing, she could see the socks and she just picked them up and put them away. And it wasn't a big deal. And so now when she sees the socks, she's just like, okay. She picks them up and she puts them away. So I said to her, you know, your whole life can become like that. You know, that it can become non-reactive. We're pretty good with not reacting so much in front of people externally. We're not yelling and screaming and telling people, you know, what we're thinking. But internally, there could be such a battle going on. And that internal battle, that's what we really want to get to. And that's what our soul energy helps us to get to. If I'm being triggered and I'm going into that spiraling down negative place, I'll feel my soul pulling me and saying, do you really want to believe these thoughts? You know, and do you want to really give a belief this much power over you? So it is like questioning each of your beliefs and blowing them up. And I'll say that to my clients all the time. I'll say, let's blow this belief up. You know, why are you believing this about yourself? Who taught you this? Did the world teach you this? Do you really want to believe this about you? And when you do believe something negative about you, how does that make you feel? You know, is that going to really help you and motivate you in your life, or is it going to just rip you apart? You know, so, not engaging and believing and trying to prove our thoughts wrong, you know, and trying to prove that to ourselves that they're not true is really just engaging with them in a way that makes them a little bit more powerful. You know, but the more we just realize, okay, our thoughts are just something that's part of the body, and our thoughts just happen to us, just like our feelings happen to us. We don't have to get so upset about them. You know, if our feelings just happen to us and you happen to have a very sad day, you know, if you just accepted that, if we all accepted our sadness and just said, okay, I'm just having a sad day today, and that's all that this is, it would pass. But a lot of times we'll have a sad day and be like, oh my God, I'm depressed. Oh my God, something horrible is happening within me. And it's just hard to accept and let go. So, you know, the object really is to accept our thoughts and let them go. Accept our feelings and just let them go. You know, don't add, you know, the running commentary that we have for each of our thoughts. We don't have to add them to it. So again, I would highly recommend Katie Barron's book, right? Barron Katie. I keep switching it. She calls herself Katie, even though her first name is Barron. So I would highly recommend that book, and also join us with The Magic and let me know how you're doing with it. Do your 10 blessings, you know, every day, and just think about what you feel blessed for, and then find your rock hold your rock. And at the end of the day, just find one thing that happened during the day that you feel very, very grateful for. And again, the way we can add our soul to this and ask our soul and connect to our soul energy is to ask our soul, well, I'm not really particularly finding anything in my day. Can you just give me something? And your soul will flash something to you, whether it's through your impressions, through your feelings, in your mind's eye. Will just tell you, your soul will tell you something sweet about yourself, will tell you something that you've done right today, will tell you of your good intentions today. You know, that's what the soul energy does. The soul energy is like this beautiful little angel that sits right next to you, admiring you and helping you and encouraging you, and doesn't take anything that you do negatively as bad. The soul sees anything that you do that you would view as negative as that you're just getting caught up in your ego. And when you get caught up in your ego, we can be mean and we can say mean things and do mean things. And it's very easy when we're in our ego to really misinterpret our entire lives. So the soul energy is very aware of that and does not like punish us for that. Our soul energy just would love for us to move away from it and to see it for what it's worth, so it doesn't do the damage. The soul energy would say we do more damage to ourselves than to anyone, you know. So a lot of people feel very guilty, but the soul would point out that you've done more damage to yourself than you ever did to anyone else. So let's start there and let's work on that. The soul will point out things to you and bring books to you. I don't think it's any coincidence the books that I find that really resonate with me and just help me to continue honing my ability to stay in my soul energy and teach about it and work within it. You know, sometimes I need that assistance from other people, and my soul will bring these books to me or these people to me that will help. So you could ask your soul energy, please bring more to me. I need a little bit more. You know, I'm not quite getting it, or I feel like I'm two steps ahead and then three steps backwards. You know, so everyone can feel that way. So the best thing to do is really just have this realization that when we move out of thought, that then we can go within. And when we can go within and do a 5-minute meditation or just sit quietly and feel the energy that lives in your body, thoughts will slow down or disappear, and you'll connect to the most beautiful energy that you'll ever feel. And you will have a hard time to describe it, but you will know it when you hit upon it. And doing books like The Magic or Byron Katie's book will help you bring closer to it, because it's all in the same vibration. So it's really, really a great things for you to keep doing and learning and growing. And it's just so fun and exciting. So give all that a shot. And if you have any questions, as usual, you can email me at janicemart40@yahoo.com. I also do a entry-level mediumship online group if you're interested in joining that. We'd love to have you. If you find that when you connect to your soul energy that you have a gift for connecting to spirits and you want to learn how to do that a little bit better, or if you have an interest in it and you want to develop, you know, it's definitely a great course, and you can do that too. So I just want to thank you again for joining me, and do your 10 blessings a day and find your rock. And every night, review your day and ask your soul energy to give you something, you know, give you something that you did that they're grateful for and something that you're grateful for. And, you know, it'll really, really change your outlook and really keep you in that good place, which is out of your thoughts, you know, not letting those thoughts trigger those feelings. So have a beautiful, beautiful holiday, and we'll see you next week, and we'll do another day in the magic. So have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.